Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3229BN. Today's date is December 6, 2023, and the thought of the episode is plan direction confirmed, on track, optics are important, objective end, checkmate, king. Have you ever heard of Cozy Earth? Well, Cozy Earth's mission is to help you find sanctuary in your daily life. Their luxury bedding and loungewear transforms lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced products in the world. They start with selecting only the best suppliers with an eye towards quality, responsible production, cutting-edge technology, and premium material. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo. Temperature-regulated, only gets softer with every wash, sensitive skin-friendly, available in 13 colors. And when I received mine, it came in a beautiful bag. The packaging is absolutely amazing. We put the sheets on the bed, and as you sleep and as you wash them, the sheets do get softer and softer and softer. Incredible product. And all Cozy Earth products can be returned or exchanged within 100 days and include an additional 10-year warranty against defect. Whether it's their life-changing luxury pajamas or so-soft bedding, loungewear, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping and gift-giving at Cozy Earth. And here's my gift to you this holiday season. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter code X22 to save up to 40%. That's CozyEarth.com with code X22. That's CozyEarth.com. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters. Well, it seems they're going to follow the path that the Patriots set out. And remember, the entire objective of everything that we're seeing revolves around the 2024 election. And who else does it revolve around? I do believe it revolves around the guy who is orchestrating a lot of this, carrying out the entire plan to destroy the United States. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they want this guy front and center. And what they've been doing is they've been taking out everyone else, taking out the pawns, taking out the knights, taking out the bishops. And they want that individual to be front and center so the people can see. The people can see what? The people could see his treasonous acts. And I do believe that's exactly where we're headed. I do believe Trump has confirmed the direction of this plan during his interview with Hannity, letting everyone know that he doesn't believe that Joe Biden is going to actually make it to the elections. And he mentioned that, you know, if it's Newsom, he's not going to really be that hard to beat. So I don't believe it's going to be Newsom. A lot of people are saying it's Kamala, that she is the one who's going to be the front runner because she is black and they need the black votes, but she's not popular and the people really don't like her. So what I think what they're going to do is, yes, they're going to have a change of batter. Yes, you're going to see a lot of people put their hat into the ring. But in the end, I do believe they're going to switch out one black woman for another. So this way they can keep the black vote. Plus, they have other surprises in store. And I do believe Taylor Swift is going to be part of this because they need to get the young population back on board. And I do believe they are going to use her to do this. Now, think about the plan and think about what Trump has set up. As we go through 2024 and the economy breaks down, and people lose their jobs, and people see the inflation, and people can't make ends meet, and people see war in the background, nuclear war, and they're afraid that they're going to be drafted. And all of this is coming from the Biden administration or the Harris administration, depending on how you look at it. What do you think the people are going to do? Do you think they're going to go along with a pop singer just because she says so? Or are the people going to go, you know something, I know what you're saying here. I know you want me to vote for these people, but the entire system is breaking apart. My parents lost their jobs. I lost my job. Something is going on here. And they're talking about war. They're talking about bringing in American soldiers into different countries, which means there might be a draft. And I don't want to go to war. You see, the American people, when you have war and you have an economy that is failing, and they're feeling the stress and they're afraid. It doesn't matter what a popular pop singer says. It doesn't matter what anyone says because the people can, they're experiencing it. And I do believe this is what Trump is going to use against them. Plus, while all of that is playing out, you're going to continually hear the treasonous crimes that Biden has committed, that Obama has committed, that Hillary has committed, and many others. Remember, optics are very, very important. Everything that you see happening is going to happen while the deep state is, I'm putting up air quotes right now, in power. Because Trump can't look like he's the one that is doing all of this. When you see the information come out about Biden, when you see the information come out about Obama, even afterwards, when there are arrests or when the military is called up, this will all be under the D's control because the optics have to look good. This way, they can't go back to Trump and say, well, you're the one that did this. You're the one who called the military in when we were attacked. You told the military to make sure that the elections were secure. No, it's going to be the other side. Just like now, the charges were brought against Hunter Biden under Trump. Oh, no, they weren't. The charges were brought under the time his father was living in the White House. The optics are amazing. Trump is going to be off to the side. Everything's going to be focused on them. And I do believe even when people are being apprehended for rioting, it's going to be under their time in the White House. Why? Because I do believe the optics have to look good. Think about how Trump is playing all this out. Think about it. They are in power. They're going after him. They have indicted him. They've taken his mugshot. They're continually pushing him to go to court for January 6th for election fraud. The optics are on Trump's side. Everything that's being done is from them. Does he look like a dictator? No, they look like a dictator. They look like they're running a tyrannical government, which they are. And they're pushing it against Trump, which means they're pushing it against the people. The people feel this. They know it's unfair. They know this is not supposed to be this way. They know they don't have a case. And the people, they're getting angry. You could feel it. People get angry and like, why is this happening? I can't stand this. Well, this is supposed to happen this way because the optics are amazing. Because when Trump produces the evidence, it's because they came after him. And they forced him to do this. He didn't want to come out with it. He didn't come out and say, hey, here's you cheated. I just released the information. They came after Trump. They forced him to produce it. The same thing is going to happen, I do believe, as we approach the elections. I do believe the deep state's going to panic. I do believe they're going to push us into war like Trump has been saying. And I do believe they're going to have an attack on the United States to postpone the election. There's a lot of people out there saying the elections are never, ever going to happen. Well, I think it's going to look like that. I think it's going to look like the elections will not happen. Because once there's an attack, they're going to continually say, we can't have the elections. We must postpone the elections. Now, remember, this is all happening under the Biden administration or the Harris administration at the time. And since the country was attacked under their time in the White House, what happens? Well, does the military get called up? Does the military then protect the elections? See, they're the ones who are going to cause all of this. So when the elections are done and we use paper ballots, we use voter ID because that's part of the entire backup plan. It's already set in stone. It's documented. Can they blame Trump for that? No. I mean, they'll try. They'll have riots and chaos out in the streets. But can they blame Trump? Well, the people of this country, the majority of the people, you know, the people that are logically thinking, I'm not talking about the far, far left that are just cuckoo. I'm talking about the logical thinking people. Are they going to say, well, wait a minute, Biden did all this. He said, okay, we'll have the elections. We'll bring in the military. They'll control it. We were attacked. This had nothing to do with Trump. And when Trump wins by a landslide, with paper ballots, what is everyone going to say? Yeah, Trump did this? No. The optics are absolutely amazing because it was under Harris or Biden's time in the White House. They're the ones who caused all of this. They're the ones who did all of this. And think about when those people riot out in the streets. Remember, the military must follow their oath. If there is an insurgency and these people are looting and burning, well, the military is already activated, isn't it? It's already been activated back in November 3rd, but the people see the military activated. Is it their duty to arrest these people? Does their authority go far beyond the local authority? I do believe so, which means under the resident, under Harris, who's also the resident, the VP resident, this will be all happening while they're in the White House. Is Trump doing this? See, when they call Trump the dictator, they think he's going to go into the White House. They think he's going to round up people. It's actually going to happen while they're in power, because the military will then control what is going on. And when they see this happening and the people in all these different areas are watching it, the military is going to have to do something. And I wouldn't be surprised if Biden says, okay, start rounding up these people. I don't know if he's going to say it in those words, but again, it's going to have to be done. That's if Biden is there. It might be Harris, and she might giggle as she says this, but I do believe this is going to happen all under their rule and not under Trump's rule. Remember, optics have to look good. Think about what you're seeing now. Think about what's playing out right now. Trump, he's the victim. He's being attacked. It's them doing it to him. He's just defending himself. During the election, if we're attacked because they're bringing us to war, the optics are good. Trump had nothing to do with the elections. It was all them. I guess it had to be this way, right? Because we were attacked. And the Posse Comitatus Act, well, there's an exception, war, insurrection. So now the military is allowed to operate on U.S. soil. And I do believe this is what we're going to see. And actually, it looks like Trump is confirming that there's a change of batter. And it looks like everything now is going to be shifting because the objective is the end of all of this. And the objective is checkmate king. And I do believe that's who he is going after. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this. And we'll be playing video and audio of what Trump said. And this will confirm where we are headed. But what's very interesting is that we have two individuals that are going to retire from Congress. The first one is Patrick Henry. Remember, he was the temporary Speaker of the House. And then we have Kevin McCarthy. He announced his retirement at the end of the year, which means they're going to have a special election to fill his spot, which will be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see Hunter Biden. He is now pushing back on having his deposition behind closed doors. Why? Because they can ask him very, very specific questions, classified questions, because the public is not there. And they know that this is what's going to happen. And they don't want it to happen. So Hunter Biden, it looks like he's going to say no to all of this because his lawyers are already writing letters because he only wants to do it in a public forum. Well, the public forum, you cannot say certain things. He cannot release certain information. And I do believe the House wants this information. Now, remember, the deep state, the D's, they have already set the precedent for all of this. Because anyone that violates the subpoena, they should be prosecuted with the full extent of the law. And this was the question that was asked to him. Mr. President, what's your message to the people who defy congressional subpoenas? Should they be prosecuted by the Justice Department? Biden said, yes. Well, take a listen to what he said here.
Department prosecute them, and this is what he told us.
I hope that the committee goes after them and holds them accountable.
Should they be prosecuted by the Justice
Department? I do, yes.
So he's already told the people that, yeah, this is what should happen. So now when Hunter decides not to fulfill the subpoena and go behind closed doors, will he have to be prosecuted? Well, Biden said, yes, he must. Now, you know, they're not going to do it. And what are the people going to see? Because, you know, this is going to be played over and over and over. The people are going to see that, holy crap, nothing's happening. They're not prosecuting under the full extent of the law. Is this a two-tier justice system? Absolutely. So this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Jason Foster, he put this out and he said, Hunter Biden got staggering $4.9 million from Sugar Brother Kevin Morris, IRS whistleblower. Benjamin Weingarten responded to this and said, what does Kevin Morris get for his $5 million for the big guy's adult son? What did the Chinese, Ukrainians, Russians, Kazakhstan, Romanians, et cetera, get for the millions they gave the Bidens? So what does this person, this sugar brother, what does he get? Because you just don't lay out that money for nothing. You get something in return. Very interesting. And it looks like Chris Wray lied to the Senate when he said the FBI did not direct Twitter to suppress reporting on the Hunter Biden laptop in 2020. Julie Kelly put this out and said, not only did San Fran FBI agent Elvis Chan do exactly that with Twitter, he did the same with at least seven other big tech companies. So once again, these people are getting caught in their lie after lie after lie. And we've come to find out that Joe Biden is continually lying to the people, and he's not going to stop lying. Actually, they were asking him questions, and he was telling everyone, no, these are all lies. Everything's a lie. But it's documented hard proof. And I do believe Comer has a lot more, and he's just dripping it out. He knows the DOJ, the FBI is not going to do anything. Trump knows the DOJ, the FBI is not going to do anything. Why? Because there's a two-tier justice system, and the DOJ and the FBI, they're part of the criminal syndicate. Do you really think when you think of a small town and a mafia, do you really think the mafia is going to go after themselves? No, they're not. So why would the criminal syndicate, as part of this criminal enterprise, why would they go after themselves? Why would they prosecute their own? Because if they do this, there's discovery. You're going to find out a lot of evidence. This is going to lead to another, which is going to lead to another. And this will be a complete and utter disaster for them. But what we come to find out is that the House and Ways Means Committee, they released never-before-seen email search showing that Biden sent 54 private emails to Hunter Biden's close business associates and accountant, Eric Sherwin, using the pseudonym Robert Ware. So Biden has consistently denied he has knowledge of Hunter's business dealings. Well, it seems that this isn't breaking down completely, and there are 327 emails that say otherwise. So he has many different aliases that he has used. Jason Smith put this out and said, the documents show that Joe Biden aliases such as Robin Ware, J.R.B. Ware, and Robert L. Peters also form the basis of email addresses. Surprisingly, these documents show 38 examples of the White House emailing a Joe Biden alias and copying Hunter Biden's business email account. So he used aliases to cover his tracks that he wasn't involved in his son's business dealings. Isn't that what criminals do? Why didn't he use his real name? Because if he did, well, that would look suspicious, wouldn't it? So he had to make up a name, but it all leads back to him. The cover-up always gets you in the end. It's absolutely amazing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that they keep saying that there's no proof, there's no proof. Everyone keeps saying there's no proof. Of course, this is the fake news. This is the White House that keeps spinning everything. But James Comer continually puts out the proof, and it's getting harder and harder for the deep state players. And this is what I do believe they planned on from the beginning, because you needed to show the people in real time how they lie to cover up their crimes. And when they lie, you bring out other proof, which counters their lie, and you keep doing this. And what do the people see? The people see, wow, you lied in the beginning, I believed you. But now the other proof came out, and that counters your lie, and then you're lying about it again. Now, after you do it 3, 4, 5 times, the people kind of catch on, and they start to realize, yeah, you know what? This guy's guilty. If you're lying this much about everything that they're bringing out, and each time you lie, the next proof shows that you've lied, yeah, it means you've did it. That means you're guilty. And that's exactly what Comer is doing. This is what he put out on X. He said, fact, not only is there no proof of an interest-free loan, but the White House informed GOP oversight that it won't hand over any loan documents that show Joe Biden provided money. Is this what the most transparent administration in history is supposed to look like? Of course they don't want to hand any of this over because they don't have it. That's why. It wasn't a loan. It was a payoff. And of course they don't want to produce. Of course he's not transparent. These are all talking points. This is what politicians do. They lie to the public and then they do something completely opposite. Remember, they weren't voted in by we the people. You really think these people that have been in government for 40, 50 years, They're doing such an incredible job that the people just want them back over and over and over. No, they're part of the criminal syndicate. They're installed every single time. Remember, the deep state players, they need the most dumb people in these positions, because you can't have people that are thinking. You need stupid people that do stupid things that they can actually control them by their fetishes. And this is what you see throughout Congress. All of these people. I mean, when you hear some of these people talk, you just scratch your head and you go, what the hell? How did this person ever get elected? It's absolutely unbelievable. Well, now you know why. Because they weren't. They were installed. They look for the dumbest person and they go, there it is. Look, oh my God, this person's incredibly stupid. They have no idea what's going on. This is going to be perfect. And what's your fetish? Oh, you like little boys, little girls? Great. We got a room for you. Go in there. Film them. Now you got them. Listen, if you don't do what we say, we're going to release this information. And if you do do what we say, we'll pay you and we'll make you very, very wealthy. That's how it works. It's that simple. And that's what you're seeing right now. And Trump, he wanted everyone to see this. He wanted everyone to see the corruption. He wanted everyone to see the 16-year plan. He wanted everyone to see all of this, because this is how you wake the people up. You let the people see it. You know what people are doing? They're getting angrier and angrier. Speak to people. If you speak to people, they're just getting so pissed off at what they're seeing that they can't take it anymore. That's called the precipice. That's what the precipice is. When you reach that point where you say, enough is enough, we got to do something. And those people that actually voted for Biden, they're even saying it. They're even saying, you know something? I can't take it anymore. And I'm talking about the hardworking Americans, those people that are out there working every single day. And I'm not talking about the far, far left that are controlled by Soros and the rest. I'm talking about even their D's, you know, people that are D's. These people are saying, you know something, there's something wrong. Even the ones that still won't want to admit it, eventually they will. And I do believe in the end, Trump wants the country. And I do believe he's going to unite the country, where we're going to have an event and the country will unite. And it won't be political either, because this is how it has to be done. We'll be talking about that in just a little bit. But first, when you look down at the border, you can see the border is a complete and utter disaster. And you can see what the deep state players are doing. They're bringing in middle-aged men, a lot of them, because they need them for their army. Remember, they're going to need them for their chaos when Trump wins. They might even have chaos before this. And yes, some of these people were probably dressed up like Trump supporters and things like that to make it look good. And they're going to use these individuals, probably try to cheat in the election, but I don't believe they're going to have enough of these individuals to go against the people of this country who are voting for Trump. Because remember, when we reach that point of destruction, and Trump has a lot of the D's and the independents and the Republicans, doesn't matter the amount of illegals they have in right now, because the D's, the independents, and the Republicans, that is the majority of this country. And the majority of this country is going to outnumber those individuals. See, if they had the D's and they had the black vote, the Hispanic vote, and the independents, yes, they'd be able to pull this off. But I think what Trump is doing right now, he's getting all these people on his side. But you can see when you look down at the border, it is a complete and utter nightmare. Bill Malugan put this out on X and said, our cameras were rolling in Lukeville, Arizona, as groups of illegal immigrants rushed through a breach in the border wall as Border Patrol federal contractors were trying to fix it. Their human smuggler then shrugs at our cameras and salutes us. And this smuggler was on the U.S. side, bringing these people in. That tells you everything you need to know. Now, what they did was they cut part of the wall. Now, once again, who actually cut the wall? Who allowed them to cut the wall? Because if you had a secure border, you would stop them from doing this. But again, you could see the National Guard, they've been cutting barbed wire for them. The Border Patrol have been helping the illegals come over the border because they've been instructed to do this. And actually, Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb, he has confirmed that every illegal alien crossing the border has received a $5,000 gift card. So where is this $5,000 gift card coming? Oh, that's right. From hardworking Americans. We're paying for all of this. And yes, this is pissing people off. And people are seeing more and more people come over the border, and they are now scared. Now, remember, we have war being built up in the Middle East and out in Ukraine, out in North Korea, that area. And I do believe eventually what's going to happen with all these people coming over, we're going to see an event in this country. And I do believe they're already saying that, yes, something is about to happen. And when this event happens, people are going to look at the border, especially the liberal Jews, especially the D's, and they're going to go, okay, wait a minute. Now we had someone that came over the border. They created this event that's happening here, and it could be tracked back to one of the open borders. The people are going to think very, very differently about what is happening. And yes, they're going to question everything. And what's very interesting, you could see that people are already reaching that point of, you know something? We're not going to vote for you unless you say you're going to close the border. If you go out to Chicago, we have the black activists. They were in the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And they're saying, listen, this is not going to be good for you because you have open borders. You're giving these people money. We are citizens. We are starving. We're having a tough time. And the money's going to them. So you're not going to get our vote. If you don't say close the borders and you actually close the borders, you are not getting our vote. Now, of course, Biden's going to be out there saying, these are all the things we can do to mitigate the problem at the border. We can hire more border patrol agents. Oh, we can hire and bring down more National Guard. No, just close the goddamn border. It's that simple. But again, he doesn't want to do that. So they use all these other terms. Oh, yeah, we're going to do something. We're going to spend money down there. No, you're not. You're going to launder the money away from the border and send it to Ukraine. We know exactly what you're going to do. And you know what? The people of this country already know what they're going to do. And this is why these people are saying, listen, you're going to keep the borders open. You don't get our vote. The person that says, I'm going to close the border, that's where my vote is going. Well, who's been saying that? Oh, that's Trump. He's been saying it for quite a while right now. And that's where the votes are going to go. And just before, we just mentioned how they install people that aren't that bright. And what's very interesting is that the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution and Limited Government hearing turned tense as Kristen Clark, the Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice, claimed ignorance regarding a major free speech case. She never heard of the Missouri versus Biden case. Wait a minute. This person never heard of a case that was brought against the resident. And she's the Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. And she claimed ignorance. I don't know anything about this. Never heard of it. Can you explain it to me? And actually, Representative Dan Bishop was asking her about all of this, her knowledge about this. And she pretended she knew nothing about it. Isn't that unbelievable? She instructed not to say a word. I mean, how can you not know about this? You're in the Department of Justice. A case was brought against the resident. Really think about it. Does she not really know this case? Is she just playing stupid? Interesting. Now, just the other day, we know part of the 16-year plan is to get the weapons away from the people. And they're going to push everything that they have to try to get the weapons away from the people. And just the other day, Schumer said, I am now going to submit the assault ban bill, and we're going to get rid of the assault rifles. Well, again, there's no such thing as an assault rifle. And we know that just by submitting these bills do absolutely nothing because nobody cares. And they're unconstitutional. Now, the only way they can move these type of bills is to have events. And all of a sudden, we had a gunman kill six innocent people, and this in Texas. And then we had another shooting out in Las Vegas in a gun-free zone. Don't you find that odd that the timing of all of this was just at the right moment when Schumer is introducing the bill? By the way, the bill is dead. Nobody's voting on it. It's not going anywhere, even with these events. But it's very interesting how they had these events happen at the exact moment that this was happening. This is how they try to push their gun legislation, but it looks like it has completely and utterly failed. Just like out in Ukraine, the war there is completely over. Biden is trying to convince everyone that we must continue to fight. We can't allow Putin to win. Putin already won. There is no war right now. It's over. The Ukrainians don't even want to fight anymore. They want peace. And Zelensky, he abruptly canceled the address to the senators because he was going to ask for a lot more money. And he's saying, and he just canceled. And Schumer said, I don't know, he had something to do. Maybe he had to go on one of his yachts or something. But Biden was out there and he's saying that Congress needs to pass supplemental funding for Ukraine before they break for the holiday. You better do this or else, or I will do something. Well, once again, he's trying to convince the people that Ukraine has a fighting chance. Well, no, Ukraine lost. The people of Ukraine don't want to fight anymore. The mayor of Kiev is saying, you know what, maybe we should be talking about peace. And if you notice about Biden, he never mentions that word. He never mentions, you know something, I'm going to put together a team and we're going to have peace in this area. Instead, you know what he says? He says, well, we might have to use American troops out in Ukraine if they attack, you know, a NATO nation, and they're going to have to fight Russians in Europe if Congress fails to fund Ukraine. So is he doing another quid pro quo? Is he threatening Congress and the American people? If we don't pay up, he's going to push war and have the Americans fight his war? Is that what he's saying right now? Because you know what's going to happen. When the money doesn't come in, they're going to push war. If you notice, he's not saying we're going to talk about peace instead. Let's try to have peace. They don't want peace. I mean, there are other countries that are saying, let's have peace. The mayor in Kiev is saying we should have peace. The people in Ukraine are saying enough is enough. Let's have peace. But he's not saying let's have peace. Actually, if he goes through with this, this is eventually going to lead to the draft and to nuclear war. He's laying the groundwork right now. And this is why Trump is saying that we're heading towards World War III. It's going to be a nuclear war. But he wants this to happen because he needs them to put everything behind this war. He needs them to put the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Everything that they're pushing has to go behind this. The election, you name it. The cover-up of their crimes. Because as soon as he, and I'm talking about Trump, as soon as he negotiates peace, everything that they're trying to hide with this war falls apart. And Trump got them. The people got them. The people could see all. Now, as we go down this path, you know the deep state players, they're going to try to pull out all the stops. They're going to have to cheat one way or another. They're bringing in as many illegals as possible because they want to use these people to vote. And they're going to try to override the system. But again, I do believe they're going to have a problem. Do they have COVID right now? No. Do they have another pandemic right now? No, not at this point. I do believe this is going to be a very difficult thing for them to do because the people saw it the first time around. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, that was the beta test. No, what happened was when they did this, it hardened the people. The people now, as time has gone on and they look back in time, the people see the truth. So it's going to take a lot to fool the people the next time around. And is it going to work the next time? No, it's not. And it's going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. So they're already coming up with another plan, which I do believe they're going to use the illegals. They're going to use Taylor Swift, and they're going to have a change of batter. Now, when all this fails, well, that's a whole nother story, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But what's very interesting is we know that the WHO wants to control all the nations, and they want to dictate to all the nations on what to do when there's a pandemic. This way, it would be very, very easy for the deep state players to say, okay, everyone locked down. Everyone use mail-in ballots. Everyone use drop boxes. Everyone take the vaccine. But we could see country after country after country, they're rejecting this plan. Dr. Kat Lindley put this out and said, it seems Mexico has decided to reject the WHO as well. Keep it coming. And we're starting to see a lot of the countries saying, absolutely not, we're not going along with this. And what's very interesting is that a couple things were happening today. Number one, we had Elise Stefanik. She was questioning all the heads of different colleges, Harvard, Penn, MIT. And she asked them a simple question. You know, are you going to bring disciplinary action to those people that are calling for the genocide of Jews? That, you know, they're chanting at their colleges. They're talking about intifada. They want to kill the Jews. Do you find that this is speech that is not acceptable? It goes way beyond free speech. And it's funny how each one of them, they just couldn't answer a simple question. Actually, just substitute a different race in there. Can you imagine if they were on campus chanting, "We're going to kill all black people, the genocide of blacks, the genocide"? What would they say? Holy crap. This is unacceptable. What happens if they said, "We want the genocide of all Asian people"? What happens if they said, "We want the genocide of all trans people"? Just substitute the word. You think they would react differently? Of course they would. But again, look at the infiltration. Look at the people that they brought into these positions. They're part of Obama's system. They're part of the deep state system. And this is what people are seeing. And we also had a women's lacrosse coach and Riley Gaines testifying in front of Congress about men being on women's sports. And what's very interesting, and the Oversight Committee put this out on X, a women's lacrosse coach, she was a coach for more than 27 years. And she said, "I've been inducted into a 3 Hall of Fame for coaching and contributing to the growth of lacrosse. And there is an award in my name. And Oberlin College removed me from coaching women's lacrosse after I chose to publicly tell my story and refused to be silent or back down about my belief that men, no matter how they self-identify, should not be allowed to compete in women's sporting events." And they were going after her because she wasn't going along with their narrative. And she was fighting against it. And if you fight against their narrative, what do? They remove you from the position. And they try to force you into saying that you agree with their narrative. This is how bullies work. And you can see they are bullies. And they don't accept anything else except their way. And when you accept their way, and it's not enough, they want more and more and more. But AOC was out there and she gave a brilliant answer to this, that if we allow women just to be on women's sports, well, we're going to have a genital examination if men are barred from women's sports. Why? Do we do that now? No, we don't. This is absolutely ridiculous. And why would you have to look at their genitals? That makes no sense. First of all, you could see if it's a girl. Secondly, if you're confused about it, you can also just do a swab and do a DNA test to see if it's a boy or a girl, because the DNA just doesn't lie. But look what they're trying to do. Look at their talking points. They're absolutely ridiculous. Let's talk about being prepared. Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by 3 armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, homicides, kidnapping, burglaries, carjacking, and more, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why myself, along with tens of thousands, are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and a massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800 lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe light modes for self-defense, glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren high and low, LED light modes, and much more. Countless 5-star reviews back up the notion that the flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection for your loved ones. Simply place your order now to get 25% off, along with access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement before they sell out by going to fighterflare.com and using promo code HOLIDAY. That's fighterflare.com and use promo code HOLIDAY. And they're trying to scare the people. Oh my God, they're going to come in and they're going to strip everyone down and they're going to look at their genitals. Well, no, actually, this is what they do now with the drag shows. This is what they do now with their pedophilia friends. So yeah, is she projecting out there? Of course she is, because they already do this in the back rooms right now. Because think about who's running the classrooms. Think about what they're doing right now. And what's very interesting is we could see that these deep state players, they're pushing everything that they have. They're pushing racism, which people can see very clearly. They're pushing the pedophilia angle. They're pushing men into women's sports, men into women's locker rooms. Remember, these are all the pedophiles who are sick. And you know why they want this to happen. They're trying to normalize it. And they're trying to make everyone racist in the end. It seems like we're going backwards in time, and that's exactly what they want. Actually, out in Illinois, there's a woke Illinois school that's racially segregating AP classes. So they're saying, we got to put the black people in their own class. We got to separate the white people. I mean, really think about this for a second. Think about what they're really saying. They're separating the people. And of course, they're saying, well, we're doing this to get their scores back up. Oh, we're doing this because this will be better for them. Isn't that what they said back in the 60s and before that? Absolutely. Christopher Rufo put this out and said, left-wing educators have revived separate but equal in the name of social justice. It's a new pedagogy that blames poor BIPOC educational outcomes on proximity to whites, a reverse integration argument that misplaces the cause of educational disparities. Old left, black educational outcomes are poor because black students are not integrated in schools. New left, black educational outcomes are poor because black students are in integrated schools. Neither is true. The cause lies elsewhere. And he's absolutely right. The cause lies back in their family structure, which the D's destroyed over time. And I think the people, they're starting to see who the true racists are, who the true criminals are, and it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. Just like it's becoming clearer and clearer what really happened on January 6th and who actually deleted and destroyed the evidence. Actually, Trump now is pointing to Liz Cheney, where he's saying she might be responsible for destroying the evidence. This is what he put out on Truth. Crazy Liz Cheney, who may be responsible for destroying the evidence from the January 6th on Select Committee, making all cases past and present highly questionable at best, is suffering from a massive case of Trump derangement syndrome. She just lost her congressional seat by the largest margin ever, now is desperately looking for something else to do. Her unhinged statements are becoming a threat to democracy. Absolutely right. And then Trump goes off on Peekaboo James and Goron about the case because Trump now has proved that nobody was hurt. He paid off the loans. He had incredible relationship with the banks. And there's no problem here. This is what he put out on Truth. We have totally proven our case against the corrupt, racist New York Attorney General Letitia Peekaboo James. The banks, insurance companies, virtually everybody said we were great, perfect loans, no victims. Their sole witness has been completely discredited and admitted he lied about everything. He was the only witness they had and should be prosecuted for this for his lies. The judge and the AG falsified the value of Mar-a-Lago and other assets to make me look as bad as possible and got caught. For anyone else, what they did would be considered fraud and they would be thrown off the bench and out of office. The banks didn't even know why they were there, said we were a great customer and that I did nothing wrong. Additionally, we have a 100% disclaimer clause on page one with respect to the extremely conservative financial statements, the exact opposite of what they said, which states, do your own due diligence and analysis. Do not rely on these statements. Any judge other than Engoron would have ended the litigation years ago. It is a rigged case where a jury was not allowed. Judge Engoron is a corrupt puppet for Letitia James. It is all about election interference. Absolutely. But again, remember, there is no jury. So what do you think is going to happen? Do you think Engoron's going to let him off? Or are they going to convict him of these made-up crimes? Are they going to find him guilty? Most likely, yes, because if they let him off, it means they never had anything from the very, very beginning. So I do believe they'll probably say he's guilty. Trump will then appeal, and the appeal court will come out with this ruling saying, this individual, Engoron and Letitia James, they should be disbarred and they should pay for all legal fees because this case should have never been brought at all. Trump, he put this out and said, I told my wonderful son, Eric, not to testify tomorrow at the rigged trial brought about by AG Letitia James' campaign promise that without knowing anything about me, I will get Trump. She ran for the AG, then governor of New York, and lost. Eric has already testified perfectly, unlike their star witness who admitted he lied. So there is no reason to waste any more of this crooked court's time on having him say the same things and over again as a witness for the defense, us. His young life has already been unfairly disturbed and disrupted enough on this corrupt witch hunt. Besides, I'll be testifying on Monday in this shameful, no jury allowed trial. Happy banks and insurance companies, no victims. Great financial statements, perfect disclaimer clause, but a corrupt attorney general and judge. And he's absolutely right. And you know what the people are saying? He's absolutely right. The people see this. The people understand this. Trump, he put this out and said, Representative Elise Stefanik files ethics complaint against judge in Trump's civil fraud trial. The senior House Republican and close Trump ally accused Judge Arthur Engoron of weaponized lawfare against the former president and called on the judge to recuse himself. So let's see how this all plays out, because I do believe in the end that these people, they're going to have to pay for what they have done. And I do believe once it goes to the appeals court, well, you're going to see a ruling and it's going to show the world that there was never, ever a case. Just like with Jack Smith, there is no case. But I do believe Trump, he's using all this to his advantage, because in the end, he needs to show the people. I do believe he's setting the stage and opening the door of all doors so people can see the truth. And this is going to happen right before the 2024 election. And right now, a federal judge has denied special counsel Jack Smith's request to keep some documents hidden in Trump's classified document case. So it looks like Jack Smith is not going to be able to keep documents from Trump, which means Trump will get those classified documents and he'll be able to use it against the deep state players. And it looks like Jack Smith is going to introduce evidence against Trump that isn't charged in the indictment, which is very, very interesting. Technofog says the following: evidence the special counsel Jack Smith intends to introduce at Trump's D.C. trial. 2012 tweets regarding rigged elections, Trump's support of those accused of January 6 crimes, and his discussion of January 6 pardons. Trump playing the songs of the imprisoned January 6 choir at his rallies. The defendant has chosen to publicly and vocally support the January 6 choir. Special counsel Smith, this is evidence of Trump's motive on January 6 and his intent during the charged conspiracies, which means the door is going to be open and Trump is going to produce evidence of what really happened on January 6th. And I do believe they're going to use the videos. I do believe he has other classified information that is going to be used, and the people are going to learn before the election. Remember, this revolves around the 2024 election. When people see the election fraud, when people see what they've done on January 6th, more and more people are going to go, holy crap, I see the criminals. I see who they are. The evidence is going to build against Biden. The evidence is going to be building against all those people that orchestrated January 6th and rigged the election. This is going to be a no-win situation for these people, and it's going to get harder and harder for them. And this is why I do believe they have prepared and they're getting ready to unleash a new plan. And I don't believe it's going to be mail-in ballots and drop boxes. I do believe, yes, they're going to use the illegals, and they're going to use most likely Taylor Swift, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting is that we have the House Judiciary Committee, Representative Jim Jordan and Representative Barry Loudermilk. They have launched a congressional inquiry into Fannie Willis for colluding with the January 6th committee. And they both sent a letter showing coordination between Willis and the committee chairman, Bernie Thompson, which is very, very interesting. And this is what the letter says. Dear Chairman Thompson, as you may be aware, I am conducting a criminal investigation of possible attempts to illegally interfere with the administration of Georgia's 2020 general election. Through news reports, we are aware that your committee has interviewed witnesses relevant to our investigation. We understand from the same reports that our committee's investigators may have collected records relevant to our investigations. Please accept this letter as an official request from me for access to records that may be relevant to our criminal investigation. Those records include, but are not limited to, recordings and transcripts of witness interviews and depositions, electronic and print records of communications, and records of travel. It may well be the most efficient for your staff and effective for our understanding for my staff and me to meet with your investigators in person. We're able to travel to Washington anytime between January 31st, 2022 and February 25th, 2022. We will do our best to accommodate the schedule of the committee. So right there, they're showing, look what they've been doing. They've been working with the January 6th committee. So they're colluding with the committee. And I do believe they have a lot more evidence that they're going to produce. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the deep state players, they're building up for what is coming. And they're actually building the narrative that there's going to be chaos in this country. We already have the military on military.com. They put out an article letting everyone know that soldiers within the armed forces, they're suspected of advocating an overthrow of the U.S. government. Of course, they're saying that it's right-wing extremists. And what's very interesting about this is that they put a picture of the Patriot Front group that marched in the streets. And of course, we know this is the feds, this is the neo-Nazis, and they wear the tan pants. But it looks like they're trying to build this up that individuals are going to try to overthrow the United States government, and it's going to be the right-wing people, which actually it's going to be the opposite. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Catherine Herridge put this out, and this is what Christopher Wray has been saying. A new intel report reviewed by CBS News warns foreign terrorist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, their media and supporters will likely use the Israel-Hamas conflict to increase calls for violence in the U.S. this holiday season compared to prior years. And the FBI is warning terror threats are up to an unprecedented level since a Hamas October 7th attack on Israel. A new intel report warns foreign terrorist groups like will likely use the conflict to increase calls for violence in the U.S. this holiday season. So they're already building it up that something's going to happen. I do believe when the dust settles, everyone's going to find out that this person got in through the open borders. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for Biden, the deep state players. Because think about it. Think about the people out in Chicago are pissed right now saying those people that say close the borders, that's who we're voting for. What do you think the rest of the country is going to do? What do you think the liberal Jews are going to do? They're going to lose that entire group. They've lost the black. They lost the Hispanic. They're going to lose more of those people. They're going to lose the liberal Jews. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And I think they're starting to realize that they don't have the numbers anymore where they can pull off the cheating. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. But what's very interesting, Trump was on Hannity, and he said a couple of things, which actually confirms the direction that we're heading in. First, he says that Ted Kennedy told him he thought Joe Biden was probably the dumbest senator. Well, of course, we've said this before. The deep state players, they don't install smart people. They install stupid people. And that's exactly what's happening. When you look at Congress, you can see the people they installed. It's very, very obvious. And you can see the people that are elected, you can see they ask real questions. They do their due diligence when they're investigating different acts. They don't use emotion. They actually refer to documentation. You could see the difference, and it's very, very clear. But what's very interesting is you could see that Biden, he was asked a couple of questions about running in the election. And his answers are very, very interesting. Charlie Kirk, he put this out and he says, "Would you be running if Trump wasn't running?" A reporter asked Biden. "I expect so. I have to run. Would you drop out if Trump drops out?" "No." So that is very interesting. Who's telling him to run against Trump? He has to run. That's very interesting. And then during his press conference, they asked him, "Do you think any other Democrat can beat Trump?" And Biden joked and said, "Yeah, probably 50 of them. I'm not the only one who could defeat him, but I will defeat him," which means there are other individuals on deck. I do believe Biden is preparing to drop out, or they're going to push him out one way or another. Because if you look at his follow-up answer, "Would you drop out if Trump's drop out?" he says no. So I think he's going to try to stay in the game, and I think they're going to force him out of there. But what's very interesting is that Trump reacted to all this, and he said the following. "Well, I think somebody gave him a talking point. That's the only thing they're good at, cheating at elections and great talking points." And he's absolutely right. But Trump, he did say something very, very interesting. He finally came out and he said, "I don't think Biden is going to make it to the 2024 election." And Hannity asked him, "Well, who do you think it's going to be?" Well, he said, "Maybe Newsom, but he's going to be very, very easy to defeat. And he thinks it's going to be Kamala, because they need the black vote." Take a listen.
"I don't think he makes it. Okay. I haven't said that. I'm saving it for this big town hall. I personally don't think he makes it. I think he's in bad shape physically. Do you remember when he said, 'I'd like to take him behind the barn'? If he took me behind the barn and I went like this, I believe he'd fall over. But who knows? But it was okay. And by the way, it was okay for him to say that. He said, 'I'd like to take him behind the—'" He could say that and everyone thought it was so cute. If I ever said it, they'd say, "He's a dictator. He's a horrible human being." You know, it's a whole double standard we have, and not only in the law, but just about everything else, as you know very well. I personally don't think he makes it physically. I watched him at the beach. He wasn't able to lift a beach chair, which is meant for children to lift. You can lift them like that. And mentally, I would say he's possibly equally as bad and maybe worse. But I don't know. I will say this. He's got vicious people surrounding him around that beautiful Oval Office. There are people in that Oval Office that are evil people, bad people, smart people, young, vicious. They're communists and they're bad.
Who do you think would replace him then?
Well, I saw one person on who I actually had a very good relationship with, but I'm sure that it would end very quickly. I saw him in your debate the other night, and he's slick, but he's got no facts. You know, he's got no facts. I thought he did well, considering...
You're talking about Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, considering that he didn't have the facts, I thought he did well. You know, he said, we have the lowest taxes in the country. We have the cleanest streets in the country. And I'm saying, wait a minute, is he talking about the same place? So he'd certainly be one. I guess they say that Kamala would be the one, the odds to beat. Because they say if they didn't give it to her, the African-American vote, the black vote, would not go to them. And we just had a poll where I'm at 22% and 25% with the black vote. If we have that, we can call the election over.
We got to take a break.
Thank you.
Well, I think he's absolutely right. I think most likely they will start off with Kamala, and they'll watch the poll numbers, which is going to be a lot worse than Biden because she's a cackling fool. And they're going to say, okay, now it's time to bring in the other black woman slash man, and we're going to have to replace her. And I do believe they're already prepared and ready to use Taylor Swift for this. And if you notice, The Hill and other fake news outlets, they put out an article about Taylor helping Biden. And then all of a sudden, Taylor Swift became the person of the year on Time magazine, which means I do believe they are now prepping her. She's prepared. And I do believe they're going to use the change of batter with Taylor Swift to try to actually win the elections. And they're hoping with this and the illegals, they'll be able to win against Trump. Now, they'll be checking their internal polls. The problem with all of this is as we go down this path and the economy breaks apart and people feel it, the young people feel it, the middle class feels it, and we approach war and they're watching Kamala in the beginning and they're realizing, wow, this is getting worse and worse. The people are going to have to take what they're feeling and they're going to have to take what they're hearing and they're going to have to make a decision. And I think the experience, the fear, is going to basically outdo what the deep state is trying to tell them to do. Because emotions, not knowing that you have income, knowing that you might go to war, I think this is going to outweigh anything Taylor Swift can say. Because remember, a billionaire is telling you to vote for this person, even though the economy is falling apart. A billionaire is telling you that to vote for this person, even if we have to go to war. I do believe that this is going to be a tough, tough choice for people. And I think the people are going to go with, I see what's happening right now. I have no job. I can't pay for things. We're heading towards war. This is not where I want to go. No matter what this person says, I can't do it. And I think people are going to see this. It might seem great in the very beginning, but I think it's going to break down over time. And I do believe this is how Trump is going to counter what they're trying to do. Now, what's very interesting is that we know Trump is continually saying, you know, he wants retribution. He's going to go after these people. And of course, the fake news is saying that he's going to become a dictator. He's going to be like Hitler. He's going to come after everyone. But no, Trump is going to follow the rule of law. And I do believe this is all going to backfire on them because most of this is going to happen while they're sitting in the driver's seat. But what's very interesting is that the New York Times put out an article and says a new Trump administration will come after the media, says Kash Patel. So Kash responded to this and says, looks like New York Times reporters are not thrilled by the prospect of bureaucrats and media hacks being held accountable for breaking the law. But when you look at the law and you look at what happened to this country, where there was an insurrection, where the media was complicit in rigging the 2020 election, what do you call that? Well, John Rich says, did someone say treason? That's exactly what you call it. So all these charges and everything that's going to happen, well, it's going to happen because they were treasonous to this country. And the people are going to see this. Now, think about everything that you're witnessing. I do believe Trump wants a lot of this to happen under their rule. and he wants the optics to look incredibly well. Let's go back to post two. This is October 28th, 2017. It says, POTUS will not go on TV to address nation. POTUS will not discuss ongoing investigations into the swamp. POTUS must isolate himself to prevent negative optics. If POTUS did so, it would invite criticism and media storm upon which there would be focus capitalized on and distorted, which would be inappropriate and damaging to the POTUS and the office. So Trump, he wants the optics not to be on him, but he wants it to be on others. POTUS knew removing criminal rogue elements as a first step was essential to free and pass legislation. So POTUS is going to let justice prove that nobody is above law. And the corrupt politicians, the fake news, they kept repeating this. Nobody is above the law. They already set these precedents. And he's going to use the rule of law. Actually, I don't really believe it's going to be him. I believe the military is going to use the rule of law. Because once they are brought out into the open, once people know that they're treasonous against this country, it's game over. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that out in Louisiana, there was an election. And the Democrat won by one vote. And it looks like they went through the votes and it looks like they discovered fraudulent ballots. So the judge nullified the election and says, we need a redo. The Persistence put this out and said, breaking. Remember when I posted about the recount in Louisiana, Cato Parish Sheriff election, which was won by one vote? A judge just ruled the election results are void. Justice Bleek said at least 11 illegals' votes were cast and counted. So right there, we have another election that was overturned. And then during the Hannity interview, Trump said something else that was very interesting, that we're going to stop them from stealing the election. Take a listen.
And they saw how well we're doing in the polls. And the two questions I get more than any other is, number one, will they do it again, sir? Will they do it again? Will you stop them? And we're going to stop them.
So the question is, how do you stop them from stealing the election if we're using their election systems? I do believe we can't use their election system. We can't allow them to govern the elections. And the only way to do that is to use everything against them that they're trying to do. And I do believe that's exactly what Trump's going to do. He's going to use them pushing us to war, them using a cyber attack on this country. This can be used against them, and they can then say, okay, we were attacked, we're going to war. The military then is activated, and we can see at this point there are certain procedures that are in place to actually then have the elections. And I do believe this is all going to be done under the optics of Biden. This way, the fake news and all those people can't say, well, Trump rigged the election. Well, I had nothing to do with it. I was sitting back. The country was attacked. They said, okay, these are the procedures. We got to use paper ballots. We got backup poll books. And this is all under the resident, either Harris or Biden, whoever is there. Now, of course, the deep state players, they're going to try to postpone it. They're going to say, no, we can't do it. And the military, I do believe, is going to say, there's going to be no problem here. We can guard the election. We can make sure everything's on the up and up. We've done this, you know, before, back in history, and it can be done again. And of course, you know what's going to happen when Trump wins by a landslide and gives the finger to the deep state players. They're not going to accept the results. And since the military is in all these different cities guarding the elections, when they go out and they riot and the illegals go out, the Antifa goes out, the criminals go out, the military, what can they do? Well, if it looks like an insurrection because they're fighting against the election and they're trying to overturn the election and they're trying to overthrow what happened, is that an insurrection? It's starting to seem that way. Will the military take action then under the optics where the resident is still in the White House or the VP resident is in the White House? It's starting to look that way, isn't it? But let me go back to two posts. Post 1644 and 4281, and this is what 1644 says. How do you remove evil in power unless you reveal the ultimate truth? It must be compelling to avoid a divide, political attack, optics. So what is compelling then? What is compelling enough to avoid a divide when you tell the people the truth? Think about that for a sec. We are the majority growing worldwide. Sheep no more together. How do you bring a country together? How do you show them the truth? Well, in the court of law. And you show them the truth when the deep state tries to bring us to war, when we have attacks in this country. Everything that you're witnessing, the people come together. The people see it. And whatever's going to happen, it must be compelling to bring the people together. Remember 9/11, when people really didn't understand what was going on? The country came together. Of course, later on, people started to realize, holy crap, it was our own country that did this to bring us to Afghanistan and everything else. But the people did come together. And I do believe this is all leading up to Obama. Remember, along the way, Trump needed to get rid of the pawns. He needed to get rid of the bishops, the rooks, the knights. Needed to get rid of the queen. And needed to show the people the criminal acts that they have committed. He needed the people to understand that these people are liars, they're criminals, they're treasonous against this country. And the main objective is what? The king. The person has orchestrated, I don't mean the king, but the king of the deep state who's been orchestrating all of this. And that reminds me of Post 4281. How about a nice game of chess? Objective and checkmate king. Do you attack the king at the beginning of the game? Do you attack and remove pawns first? Do you attack and remove bishops, rooks, knights next? Do you attack and remove queen mid to end? Ooh, was the queen removed? Was that Nancy Pelosi? Is the game being played public or private? Do emotions affect critical thinking? Add important king control pieces. Eliminate rogue elements. Add, how do you set the stage board, i.e. public opinion optics, at this time? I do believe we're seeing this all play out. And I do believe the objective is Obama. And I do believe Trump is going to get Obama where he wants him. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.